B'tachin for Life, Shiur number 163, Monday, Parashas Kisavai. We are talking about how important it is to maintain Kivui, even in a situation where a person doesn't see Yeshua, and even if Chas V'Shalom, a person never sees a Yeshua. Kivui, Tikva, is an objective for itself. And we explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in a situation in order that he should feel Tikva. And now we just wanted to elaborate on this point. Every single person, no matter what his situation is, always has something that he is vulnerable in. Every person. And sometimes we think that it's annoying. Why did this come up? Why did that come up? We thought everything was beseder. We thought everything was worked out. And all of a sudden this new thing comes up. And we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it on purpose. Because if a person would be totally settled and wouldn't have any disturbances, he would, Rachmana Litzlan, not turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us problems in the first place, in order that we should turn to Him. So again, when a person maintains Kivui, he is utilizing the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him the problem in the first place. And if we are able to constantly maintain Kivui, and constantly feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and Amir Tzashem, there's a very strong possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us, whether a person, Rachmol Tzlan, is going through a tzara, or even throughout the day, a person feels tikva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're helping me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're with me. And he repeats it to himself, like we said many times, when you repeat it to yourself again and again and again, you internalize it. If a person walks around throughout the day with the attitude of tikva, whether he is going through a tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, or he's not going through a tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, as long as we feel tikva, the Ribbono Shel Olam has seemingly no reason to send us difficulties. Because the main reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us difficulties is because there is a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is really the reason why it is so important to feel tikva. Whether a person, Rachman Atzlan, is in an Eis Tzara like we discussed, and even if Chas V'Shalom doesn't see the Yeshua like we explained. Because the tikva is the objective. When we feel tikva, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel the limitless power of Hashem. We don't limit Hashem and say that Hashem can only save us when we can perceive that He can save us. We feel tikva, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities are limitless. That is the objective of tikva. And whenever we feel it, again, whether we're going through an Eis Tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, or when everything is fine, Baruch Hashem, when we internalize tikva in our life, we open the door to Yeshuas and Brachas, because the main reason why a person experiences problems is in order that he should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we maintain levels of tikva, we leave the door open, we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life. And the truth is, this is the main objective of the month of Elul. Like we end off in L'David Hashem Ayri, Kavei Al Hashem, Chazak V'yameitz Libecha V'Kavei Al Hashem. You want to be zeicha to have a ksiva v'chasima teiva, work in Elul on feeling Kavei Al Hashem. Feeling tikva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when everything is Baruch Hashem good. Feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, He loves me, He's helping me. And this keeps the connection with Hashem, and Emir Toshem, a person that constantly walks around with tikva, will be zeicha to see Yeshuas. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom.